Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market is poised for a positive start to trade on Tuesday. The futures market suggesting the ASX 200 will be up by around 0.6% when trade gets underway later on this morning. So that is a reflection of what we saw with the futures market overnight. The contract finishing not far off its best levels of the overnight session with a gain of 41 points. And in turn, that's a reflection of what was a fairly constructive session as far as Northern Hemisphere markets were concerned. Compared to where investors have been over the course of the last 12 to 18 months, what stands out about the news of a new variation of the COVID-19 virus is that in a rather short space of time, investors and health officials have been able to understand what this new Omicron version of the COVID-19 virus means on a whole range of fronts. But the markets have concluded quite quickly that it's going to be more of a case where central banks will be contemplating their moves in relation to removing support a lot more closely. So it's pushed the horizon out for that. The counterpoint to that being that there is the potential for headwinds to growth. And that's why some of the important figures this week will be where we are in that point of activity gauged by a number of releases, including some Chinese manufacturing numbers out today on the local front. But in terms of what we saw in Europe, one of the reasons that the markets were a little more constrained there in terms of their improvement were the higher than expected inflation readings that we saw out of a number of jurisdictions. One of the ones that stood out the most was the German inflation figure, up by 6% over the course of the last month in annualized terms, putting it at record highs, the highest levels in 29 years. So that's one of the reasons why the German DAX was only up by around 0.2%. Economic sentiment also fell to its lowest level in around 6 months, but notwithstanding that, we saw good gains for the energy, resources, travel and financial stocks. They were the most improved as far as the Stock 600 index was concerned. So in terms of what we saw in the US experience, again, US markets did well. They were not far off their best levels of the session when the markets closed. So in terms of the S&P 500, it was up by around 1.3%, the Dow up by 0.2%, and technology stocks were the outstanding performers, up by 1.8%. So a couple of things to point out. We saw a little bit of a push higher for US Treasury prices, again, an indication of that thawing of caution that was such a feature in the previous session. But another factor to consider that's probably a little bit underreported is the fact that turnover in the most recent session on Wall Street was 20% higher than the average that we've seen over the course of the last month. So that's something that was exacerbating the declines in the end of last week, was those holiday constrained volumes, which made the declines a little more pronounced as far as the Friday session was concerned. So that return of volume, again, another factor that worked in favour of the performance of the markets last night. So in terms of individual stock movements, one of the ones that stood out was Hertz. So that organisation up by 6%, and that comes on the back of news that they're going to deploy a $2 billion share buyback. As far as today's session is concerned locally, we've got a number of economic pieces to look at in the local picture: balance of payments, private sector credit, and building approvals. But the most important piece of economic news is the Chinese manufacturing numbers. They are a more recent update. They're from November, and they will provide regional markets with a good line in the sand in terms of where we are at the beginning of the Omicron chapter of growth, if you like. And so the problem being here, if we see some softer numbers, that will definitely put the cat amongst the pigeons where regional markets are concerned. That will certainly cast a pall over things. So that's probably the most important risk event as far as today's session is concerned. The Aussie dollar has recovered a little bit, but not all that much. It's trading around 71.3 US cents.